Speaking to Studio 7, Hamida Ismail Mauto, DART Head of Operations, said the failure by the visually impaired in Zimbabwe to access information in appropriate formats had left them exposed to HIV and AIDS.
Maybe when they experience issues related to HIV AIDS, they quickly understand them. And they will know to say, for example, if I have a lymph node under my arm, what does this really mean? So that kind of information is not there. So what they are just saying is that things that are pictorial, we need to just translate the picture into Braille.
Mauto said DART has partnered with Progressio to translate available information on HIV and AIDS into appropriate formats for the visually impaired that include Braille and audio.
Information is there, and the unfortunate thing is that the information gets to them late. By the time it gets to women and girls with disabilities, the information is already outdated. So as DART, we need to be able to keep abreast with the information and adapt new information as it comes and try and distribute it in a format that persons with visually impairment will understand.
Tsitsi Dzashe Mashingaidze, a visually impaired second year student at the University of Zimbabwe's Social Work Department, confirmed to Studio 7 that it has been difficult to access information on HIV and AIDS. She's happy that DART will now be helping them in accessing current information on HIV and AIDS.
It was not that perfect that we can understand well, but we are suggesting and we are given the opportunity to say what we want to be done for us to understand well, to understand much on HIV.
Sylvester Shaw, who is also visually impaired, said the provision of HIV and AIDS information to the visually impaired will help them to be safe and also enable them to know how to live positively for those who get infected.
This program will help so much in trying to widen the scope to which we are people with the visual impairment to try and have more access to the information, since the information has been coming, but sometimes it would be outdated.
In Zimbabwe, usually disability and poverty are inseparable. Zimbabwe ratified the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, where it committed itself to align its policies and laws to the dictates of the international instrument, but not much is visible on the ground to show the commitment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.